Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Welcome to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal, and thank you, everybody out there that is tuning in to Greater Good Ministry Radio tonight. Oh my gosh, I've got Bob Weber in the house.
You bet you do. I'm so glad to be here. I love doing our shows together.
Oh, and we love Greater Good Ministry Radio, and we do. We've got two great guests tonight. I'm just so tickled. I don't know which way to go. We got Colleen Curran out of Suwannee County. Boone Chickawawa, independent investigator. And, oh, I've worked with her for years. I love my girl.
I know.
How you doing tonight, BB?
I'm doing great, and I can't wait to meet Valerie.
Oh, my gosh. And then we got Valerie. Tell everybody about Valerie.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were still talking to Colleen.
Oh, no.
Well, you know.
I'm just in shock
we've got so many great, precious people. We do have another special guest online, Valerie. I'm probably going to mispronounce this, so she can correct me.
Oh, I tried to do this.
All right.
She'll correct us.
Yeah, I know. Bill Kala. I guess. I Bill Kala. All right.
No, can
but,
I have a
but
try?
But she is. No, all right. Yeah, I mean, we can both slaughter.
It's
correct.
Great.
But we
you
got
know
Valerie.
What?
But she is a board certified emergency department nurse for over 17 years in critical care with that experience.
Very educated.
But she's also an avid paranormal researcher and has been the case manager for PIT, which is
she's
a paranormal investigation team,
oh
for
my
three
God.
Years,
yeah.
Which was on Monster Vision. And took an active role in the investigation. Now
years ago, we worked with the PIT team. You know that, right?
You did. I didn't.
I did. Go ahead.
Okay. But now she's concentrating her efforts on medical safety in the field of paranormal research. And we talk about safety out there all the time. So I'm going to be really interested to hear exactly what she has to say. Because what we do on this show, Primarily Paranormal, every Monday here on Blog Talk Radio on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network, we talk about primarily paranormal things. And those things being, what different people are doing out there. You know, what techniques do they use? Now we're going to learn a different aspect about the safety of it because you can get hurt. And we've talked about that ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. I've been doing this close to 30 years, and let me tell you something. I've been knocked down, dragged down, and put down in the world of the paranormal. But this girl, let me tell you, she's not a girl, she's a woman. Oh my gosh. All of a sudden, I met her the other day, and let me tell you, she brought up, and she was just as rapid in her thought and thinking as I was. And it was like, oh, yeah, this is a good mesh. It's great.
true. And if you have any questions for Valerie or anything relating to the paranormal, make sure you call in to 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk.
Oh, yeah.
I do see we have another caller, so I don't know. And if you're interested in a mini psychic reading, we do that towards the end of the show. So if that's what you're looking for, be very patient, but we want to make sure we give our guests plenty of time.
And half the process goes back to Greater Good Ministry Radio. So.
Absolutely. So, you know, we'd like you to call in at 347-237-5339. And Tina, what candle do you like tonight?
Oh, I lit a white one. Do you see it, guys?
I do. It's all torch set.
Colleen, isn't that awesome? It smells so good. You know what the white is for?
What's the white for, Miss Tina?
Oh, my golly bum. I'm going to say what it means for me. It helps me with meditation, to get my head straight, grounding me. It means so much to me. That is my favorite. You know why?
Why?
Because if it's a white candle, I can visualize it being every... It don't matter what color. The candle is, because it's white. It transforms me, and it just helps me to ground, get my meditation right for protection and everything else. Bam!
There you go.
Bam!
Bam!
Bam.
All right. Well, you know, I think without any further ado, I think we're going to bring on Valerie. And again,
bring her on.
Valerie is a board-certified emergency department nurse and has over 17 years of critical care experience. She's been, like I said before, an avid paranormal researcher and a case manager for PIP, which is the Paranormal Investigation Team, for 3 years on Monster Vision, and took an active role in investigation. But now, she's concentrating her efforts on the medical safety and the field of the paranormal researchers. And she may be possibly going back out and concentrated on extreme haunting.
Oh, we're both.
We got a good friend of that that deals with that. That being
all right.
Champion. So, without any further ado, we're going to bring on Valerie. Valerie, how are you doing this evening?
Well, hey, Bob, Tina, and your guest. I didn't catch her name.
Colleen.
Oh, Colleen.
Hey, Colleen. Nice to meet you. And thank you for having me on your show tonight. I really appreciate this opportunity. Oh. And the last name is Balichka.
Well, we were close.
Good try.
We were
doing it.
I was close. I was trying to phonetically do it and, you know, do it right.
Yeah.
I got the car right at the end. Kind of screwed up.
Let me tell you, when we first started setting this up, I said, oh, my God, Bob, I met my match.
That's only because I met my match.
She's right up there. Your dedication and everything you're trying to do is so organized. I love it.
Yeah, that's true. And you guys are sort of my beta test out here because it's my first radio show talking about this this extremely timely and important information I'd like to share. I understand that there's another lady in Seattle who's trying to do this too. And so hopefully, my son living in Seattle, I have her name. I'd like to meet with her and get this ball rolling because I become very passionate about it after I heard about an investigator succumbing, losing her life, possibly on a paranormal investigation. And then there was another ghost hunting team that went out there and they were on railroad tracks. And unfortunately, a train was coming, and he lost his life. So I think this is a great topic. I'm so sick of hearing about orbs and teens getting trashed on other radio shows that I'd like to bring a little education to the forefront here to keep us safe.
You go. And that, you know what? That's why I said, Bob, wait till you hear her. I don't even have to interview you. You're going straight on her. For the plain simple fact, our talk the other day, you blew me back. It was a reflection, and you are so great.
Thank you.
Plus, you've got medical education.
Right, so I thought what I would
we
say...
We didn't
is,
have
that
back then,
yeah.
man. It was just like, are you kidding me?
Well, when I thought about doing this, I thought about marrying my nursing background with the paranormal background.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, well, let's just take it and see what happens, you know. And if anybody gets any information, even a little quip tonight, that's great. I have a lot of knowledge, but because of the time constraints here, I just want to share a little bit, you know, what we might think is common sense. And Tina, you touched on this the other day with our phone call. There are new teams going out there, and they have to consider the dangers that are out there.
Oh, my golly, so, Mom. Go ahead.
But I'll tell you, Valerie, why don't we get a little background first? You know, obviously, you know,
okay.
you've
Let's
been...
Let's talk about you.
You know, you, you know, you're a emergency, you know, department nurse. You know, where do
right.
you do that?
I presently am working at Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay. And
I was a critical care... Huh?
Are you presently in the military then?
No, I'm not. I'm a government nurse. Oh,
okay.
Well, yeah.
I hear Camp Lejeune, so I'm, you know, just make a little assumption.
Yeah, I take
so.
Care. I take care of the military and their families, which I
okay.
feel is an honor.
And you've been
Amen.
So, you've been doing that for
That's
17 years now. Yeah.
I've been with Camp Lejeune for 2 years in the emergency room capacity, but I've been in other local hospitals working as an emergency room nurse. In a major trauma center, I was a critical care transport nurse, and that involved the ambulances and the helicopters and getting patients to the golden hour of trauma and getting them in and getting expert care.
Oh, my God. So, oh, my God. I'm about to have an out-of-body situation. Yeah. You know why?
But I'm a little bit older now, so I like going back to stretcher side. So, well, here we go.
But you know, you became interested in the paranormal. Now, we always like to ask people, you know, this one question, you know, kind of like, you know, here's our cards. We're going to ask these questions. You know.
Okay.
What was the trigger that caused you to get into the paranormal? What was it? Did you have an incident that happened to you? That
yes, like we all did. Right. Oh. It started when I was 8 years old. And there was stuff going up in the attic, you know, my brother and I would listen to. And we had an Uncle Louie, God bless his soul, that died in the attic. And it was just, that's where it started. And then, I like to say, in 1974 and 1975, I was about 16 or 17 years old, and out came the movie The Exorcist. And I was raised Roman Catholic. So there we go. And then I got involved with a famous haunting in Bridgeport, Connecticut, called the Lindley Street Haunting. And I was there three nights in a row.
That was rated R.
Oh, my God. You tainted. I think she's tainted like I'm tainted.
And then most of it was my dad. My dad was a state trooper. And, you know, when there is paranormal activity going on, the first thing most clients do is call the police. So my father had firsthand knowledge of a lot of the hauntings that were going on in Connecticut on state property. So he would come home and tell me these fascinating stories with Dudley Town in Connecticut and blah, blah, blah. So that's when it started to peak. And, you know, Tina, we talked about being old school. And then when you went to the library, you had to pull out those little index cards and figure out what in the world. And there weren't many books or authors or anything that kind of gave you information or intimate knowledge about haunting activities. They were mostly ghost stories, you know, just fictional stuff. So thank God the internet came about, and that's where I really started doing a lot of my homeschooling.
Oh my God.
I got involved with the PIT crew. Yeah.
And then
I used to go out by myself, but I've learned you don't go out by yourself anymore. You know, you get with a team, and you get with people who have knowledge and got your back.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Oh my golly, Bob.
And
what a refreshing thing to hear.
Okay, and then so you said you started going out by yourself, but then you joined a group. Now, did you join a group before you joined PIT?
No, I PIT was the first crew that I was affiliated with.
Okay.
And so then, you know, I went in and – go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about the 3 years that you spent on, you know, the paranormal investigation team and Monster Vision TV. Why don't you talk about that a little
right.
bit?
Right. They were a phenomenal group of people. They still are. Every investigation that we went into, there was some kind of crazy activity, all documented. And from there, it just developed. And I took off from there. With the cases that we went to.
Right. Now, you were the case manager, so what type of work did
Correct.
You do in preparation of all the investigations?
Well, I would, that's part of what I like to talk about, too, is you need to know your place and your scene safety. And what I did with the client, I would interview them on the phone, because you need to start with a preliminary interview on the phone with the client versus
right.
directly going to the client's home. You got to get a feeling, a gut feeling, when you speak to this person. So, interestingly enough, a lot of the cases I got were from medical-involved people. They would say, hey, you know, blah, blah, we have something going on. And because as a nurse, people tend to believe you, you know. And then you have to find out what about the location, the environmental hazards, asbestos, fire, electrical things. What types of claims are being made by the potential client? Are they hearing auditory, visual? Are they having sensations? And then you have to really get into the client's mind. Does the client have any increasing stressors and activities of their daily living? For example, is the client suffering from depression, advancing age, loneliness, that they want somebody to come in and figure everything out? Is there a loss of function? Do they have health problems? Do they have any history of head injuries, believe it or not? Decreased mental capacity? Are they schizophrenic, which is a big, you know, concern? Did they lose a job recently? Are they going through a divorce? Are there any financial constraints that if it's a commercial property, they want you to come in to say it's haunted so it can then become a cash cow for them, you know? Are there any recent deaths? Are they going through dysfunctional grieving? Is the big thing that I'm noticing now is with the military coming back, do they have PTSD? It's really increasing. And with the frequent deployments and the military returning, I've had incidents where active duty have told me that they are hearing things talk to them. They see things. They see spirits, you know, and I find that very interesting. Are they having suicidal thoughts, you know? Parts of the symptoms of PTSD is the increasing suicidal thoughts, explosive anger. They're feeling detached from their minds, which is called dissociation.
That's a topic for a whole different show.
That's a whole new thing, isn't it? Are they feeling out of touch with their body, which is depersonalization? That really started getting me into, well, you know, there is stuff out here. You know, that doesn't mean that they need a psych consult all the time. They need somebody to believe them. There's increasing alcoholic consumption and memory loss and blackouts with these guys. And also, you need to know if your client is going through alcohol withdrawal, because right then and there it's going to tell you delirium tremens, or what we know as DTs, you know. They will have hallucinations, you know. They will see things.
You know, whenever we have a client contact us, the first thing we do, we've got a questionnaire. It's about 50 questions long, and I know it's long.
Right.
But, you know, it does two things, you know. I mean, if they seriously have an issue, they're going to take the time and complete it. And then with that, I use that as my baseline as far as trying to get an idea of what's going on. But then I do the follow-up phone interview. And what we find out, especially with Tina being a psychic and a psychic medium, that sometimes it's not a paranormal case, but it's more of a psychic case, you know. So,
right.
you know, we kind of make that determination, you know, in advance. But I tell you what, we're up against our first break, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are primarily paranormal here on the WGGN Radio Network, and we're going to be right back with Valerie. So everyone, hang on. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tatum and Ray hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Medicine Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to Primarily Paranormal. I am so excited. We got Valerie here. We've got a great, awesome, independent investigator, Colleen, from
Suwanee County.
Suwanee County up here. And we are doing so good tonight. Valerie, you are doing so great.
That's right. We're going to bring Valerie.
Well, thanks. Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay. I left off with the alcohol withdrawal, but, you know, as street stretcher side, down and dirty, ER nurse. The new thing that's coming out right now is bath salts. And this is still going back to the client, and that's really a synthetic cocaine.
Again,
you know,
if you remember,
one of the things that we covered
long.
In our questionnaire, you know, what sort of drugs are being taken care of in the house? You know,
right.
What sort of alcohol, use is in the house? You know, we delve into all that,
I was in a small county, Dixie County. I hate to put it out there, but I was in a small county for years. And let me tell you what, you can see the change in the children in 30 years.
Absolutely.
I'm talking 28 years, I've seen the change.
Well, if you recall the story that went out about the man eats the face of the homeless man, or otherwise dubbed the Miami Zombie, he was on bath salts. So, some of the drug effects are extreme paranoia, elevated heart rate, increased temperature. I mean, really high temps, sleep deprivation.
I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. And that means a lot to me when we go into a paranormal situation. We have got call after call today. I think today was paranormal day. My God, Valerie. I don't know what you did, but...
Ah,
she need to freaking quit. No, I mean it with you. It was crazy. Today was like
intuitive
day. Everything you can imagine happened today. Then, you know, no, I'm serious. We've got a really strict form that people have got to fill out. And that's for our safety, your safety, longitude, latitude, you know, the whole dingy-dang.
Well, what happens with these bath salts is that people also experience vivid hallucinations, enhanced strength, hostility, and aggression. So in some people's minds, that could be considered demonic activity. You know, when really
I want to get into more of your techniques as far as, you know, because some of the things that you shared with us is things like know your place and know your client. Now, obviously, getting to know their drug background, if they have that, let's hope they don't.
Right.
But how do you do that research on, you know, getting to know the place?
Well, what I do is you have to trust your client. You have to believe your client that they're looking for answers and validation or debunking. You know, and when I was with the Pit Crew, we had excellent, excellent clients. I couldn't have asked, I mean, sincere relationships that I still keep in contact with. You know, it really takes courage for a client to call for help. I was listening to a radio show, I don't know, 4 months back, and the host and guests were really appalled that sometimes it takes 2 years for somebody to reach out when they're experiencing true paranormal activity. In my mind, that is not so cool. Reason being, you know, activity doesn't happen every single night. You know, people will usually say, they tell you that something happened, then it might not happen for a couple of months, and then their antenna is raised. And then another couple months goes by and their antenna is raised a little bit more. And then they start realizing maybe they do have something. But they're embarrassed.
You know what?
Who do they reach out to?
I need to stop you right now. Because I really, I'm so in love with you. In reference to your direction and what you're trying to do on air. You've been doing this for years. I've been doing this for years. And it is just like a smack. Oh, my God. I've got a woman, another person, that fills this stuff in reference to the paranormal. You have wrote. Okay. You gave me a list. And I told you. I said, okay, Val. Let's do it. Make sure you're safe, blah, blah, blah.
Goes back, Tina, that goes back to trusting your team. Now, let's talk about the
you
team.
You better bet when your butt on that.
When you're with your team, they are your lifeline of your mind, body, and soul, correct? You have to use the same principles with your team. Principles with your team that you utilize for the client. Do a background check on your team members, for potential team members.
You better betcha. And you know what?
Right.
If they don't like it, they can't work there.
Well, you should do, you know, like I said, do the background check and suggest a probationary period. Not everybody is cut out for this. See if they have the potential to be recruited. You know, see if they fit with your team. See if the personalities mesh. Think about recruits and their motives and their desires to join your team. Why do they want to join? Is it a sincere desire? You know, do they have any sinister intent to be on a paranormal team? Are they somebody like, this goes back to criminal background checks, you know, are they casing out a house? Are they casing out a property? You know, so you always have to bear that in mind when you hire new or get with new members.
You know, but I got to say something. You know, for 30 years, I've done this. Did the same thing that you are saying, and I have got to applaud you. You know why?
No, Tina, why?
Because I said the same damn... No, and I'm not playing with you. I am not playing with you. 30 years of doing this kind of business, you brought it up and you're bringing it out, and I applaud you. I damn sure
well,
do.
Well, thank you. Now, I want to go to Team Healthy, Team Health and Safety. And to me, it starts from the inside out. You know, they have to be in the right frame of mind and the right frame of body to do this. You know, again, this team members have to be on their A game. If they're exhibiting any traumas in their own life, then they need to maybe sit this one out. If they're fatigued or sick, they need to sit it out. You know, because you cannot let yourself be open. You know, you have to be there 100%.
That is
and,
right. Prior to an investigation, you know, being a, you know, registered nurse, do you do a physical check on your team members?
No. But if somebody's down or they're out of it, you can quickly recognize that, you know.
Sure.
You can, you know. As when we were a team, we were like a family. You know what's going on in people's lives, you know. And you felt it, you know.
I'm so tickled
now,
you're here.
And I want to talk about how, like, you know, inside out, but let's talk about team members' clothing. You should wear long sleeves, long pants.
Absolutely.
Wear some boots, wear some gloves, wear a hat, but keep that visor to the back. I used to wear a kerchief, you know, or a bandana, as you call it. I call it a babushka because I'm Polish. Have a personal alarm on you. If you get in trouble, because sometimes you do, you know, as you're still as a team, but you may go out solo in part of the location. Well, you know what? If I'm in trouble, I carried a personal alarm on me. You know, it's just like the firefighters use.
Oh,
so team members
God.
Can find me.
What?
You know?
What, we got
another
to go
thing,
commercial.
Another
wait,
thing.
Wait.
Oh, another commercial.
You know why? I'm so tickled, I'm about to pee in my pants. And I mean it with all my heart.
Go pee.
This is great crap. Everybody out there, really. Oh, my God. We got to go to break.
And if you'd like to call in, dial 347-237-5339, press 1.
Yes,
you're
please
listening.
Call in.
All right, and you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time.
with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archive programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Our guest, but anyway, she hung up.
You know what?
What? I hope she
Thank
calls
you
back.
To everybody. We got a couple of guests in the chat room, and it looks good. What a great place.
But we hope that Valerie calls back in, because, you know, we had a few more questions, you know, so Valerie, if you're still listening, 347-237-5339.
You know, we're having a lot of storms.
Well, we've had some storms here.
Some
bad
storms.
But there she is. I think there she is
there
again.
There she is.
All right.
Hot diggity dog, we got her back on.
Is that Valerie? You scared us.
Yeah, I'm back on. Yeah, there's a storm over here. Getting back to the personal storm.
All the time. No, kidding. But welcome back, folks. You know, we are talking with Valerie Bielicka. Did I get it right?
Is that right? That's right. Just Valerie's fine.
Okay, you know what?
Getting back real quick.
Wait. You know what? I want you, real quick, to give out your name and how to get a hold of you.
Okay, probably the best way is Valerie, B-A-L-E-R-E. There's no I in my name, B-A-L-E-R-E, letter B as in boy, @yahoo.com.
There you go.
Okay.
Because I know that, as you indicated, you know, you talked about, you know, doing all your, as a case manager, doing all your work in advance as far as getting to know the place, getting to know your client. And then, you know, you know, building a team that you can trust, making sure that they're healthy, you know, for their safety, you know, make sure they get a good medical history. And you also mentioned things like, you know, cell phone apps and jump drives. Talk about that a little bit.
That's what I wanted to get to. I'm still getting back to with the personal safety of the team. If you don't have a personal alarm, a whistle is just as good. Use a stupid whistle. And we often used a glow stick because, you know, batteries, flashlights drain. And if you're in a dark location and your lights go out, your camera goes out, just snap that glow stick.
You
bet. It's a simple fix so you can navigate out of there. And with the bandanas that I wear, you can even use those to splint if you have a wound. I wore two bandanas usually. I had one in my vest and one, you know, somewhere on my body. And you can use that as a splint for your arm, or you can use it to apply pressure if you need it, if you have a wound. Or you can even wipe off ectoplasm with it. So keep in mind. Now, the medical history of the team, I think, is really, really important. When you recruit team members, you might want to think about recruiting somebody who's already a built-in medic. Firefighters are extremely good. Policemen as well. They have basic first aid. Paramedics on your team is an excellent advantage, as well as nurses or former military personnel, because they all have combat training, you know. If you're unable to recruit a medical member, consider a basic first aid course for anybody on your team, CPR class, how to work an AED, an external defibrillator, automatic external defibrillator. And those courses are offered cheaply by the American Red Cross, so it might behoove your team to get somebody trained on your team. You want to keep all the team's medical info and the team's personal information or emergency contacts on a jump drive. We did that. One person had it because, you know, you don't want everybody to know your personal medical history. But in case something happened to a member, but guess what? When that 911 service came, you could just hand them the jump drive.
which I think is a valuable asset. On that jump drive, you should also have insurance cards for your team and a personal photo ID, because that's what the hospitals and the emergency rooms request now, your insurance information with a photo ID. Reason, people have been stolen identities. So you have all that information for the hospital, as well as emergency contact information. This is all very, very simple stuff.
Very.
You want to put on that medical history, your team's allergies. Are they allergic to any kind of medications, any kind of foods, any kind of environmental allergies? For example, what if one of your team members is allergic to bee stings?
That's kind of
important stuff to know.
What if
they're allergic to some kind of medication? The hospital team, the emergency crew team need to know that stuff. Also, I found a great app online, and I have installed it on my phone. It's called iTriage, capital I-T-R-A-G-E. It's an invaluable resource for people who aren't medically trained. It's a free download, and anything you want to know, we'll get back to the bee stings. Let's say a team member has gotten stung by a bee or a wasp or whatever, and you could just automatically click on search do bee envenomation, and it tells you what to do and what medications to give and how to handle it. Very, very important thing. I also would like to share with your listeners Poison Control's phone number. This phone number is used nationally. The number is 1-800-222-1222. So just in case something happens, you know, you drink water or something, some kind of bleach or something is in the cup, you know, this is important information as well. Poison Control will help you and walk you right through that. It's free.
My God.
The iPhone app discusses
Hold on.
You don't.
You are like something I've never experienced in my life. Where were you years ago?
I was around.
I was this with all my heart. I looked at Bob and I said, "Where did this come from?" You had an experience. I had an experience, and it just took off from there.
Right.
You betcha. And I've got to tell you, darling, you are a darling, and you will be back on. Oh my gosh.
That's right.
You're gonna be
a lot of info.
We're gonna come back up your butt and say, oh girl, you're gonna have your weekly
we want to have you back on down the road because you're saying you're going to be out in the field. You know, you're with Monster Vision for three years in the pit crew. But you want to go back out in the field and do extreme hunting. Now,
I'm going to do it.
What's your interest in extreme hunting?
Excuse me?
What is your interest in extreme hunting?
I'm about to push it up a notch. About to go there. And I've been in contact with a person who feels the same like I do. And where his passion lies right now. And so I plan on meeting him and see if we can get together and go from there. So I'm ready.
If you need some assistance with that,
stay tuned.
Lori Champion out of Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah. Pinellas County.
Pinellas County.
Yeah, just if you Google extreme hunting and put in Florida especially, she'll come right up to the top.
Oh, my golly.
And that's the person you want to contact if you want more information.
And bless y'all
for
doing what you do, and I've got to be,
we believe in networking.
See, we didn't have all this. 30 years. We're just old-timers, and we're just trying to push it up. And thank you for your knowledge and your dedication. Oh, my gosh. Bob?
But give a shout-out again how people can contact you, you know, if they want to learn more about paranormal investigation safety.
Right, and I am interested, and I have a presentation, and I'd be happy to go talk to teams and new groups that are starting or old schoolers that need to be reminded, because I do have a lot more information to share getting into the symptomology of what can happen to you on a case.
Right, is
and,
that a
I like to call it common. I have common medical problems versus their polar opposite, which is self-induced spiritual behaviors.
Oh, I know.
And by that, I mean, a lot of this stuff you can put on yourself.
Oh, God. So. I got to tell everybody out there, you are incredible. But real quick, before I've got to let you go, is what you do, do you charge?
No. This is, look, I'm a registered nurse. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is how strongly I feel about keeping people.
I love my
I don't charge for investigations. Why would I charge to share knowledge? This is all part of the knowledge. You know, this is something that needs to be incorporated into part of your team. It's not all about, you know, you think about these crazy kids who run out in cemeteries, and then when they get spooked, they're running out in the middle of a graveyard, and guess what? There's headstones. There's little headstones out there. You will fall and crack your head, you know.
Yeah, they run out in the middle of the graveyard.
No, I love my Valerie. You are a peach. I swear to God. I told Bob,
then they'll
I said,
put their keys in their ignition and leave the area 500 miles an hour. No, guys, you can't do that. You got to stay safe. It's not for everyone.
All right, we're going to we got to shut down the show. We're going to try to take a few callers in.
Well,
love
you.
Thank
you for having me.
No,
Valerie, it's been an absolute
pleasure
having you this evening. We thank you for
sharing.
Thanks,
Bob. I appreciate it. Thanks for being my beta test.
I'm sorry?
I said, thank you for being my beta test.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Got you through it.
All right.
Got me through it.
All right. And we'll be talking soon. All right?
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Blog Talk Radio, Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie. We'll be right back after a commercial break.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Sorry about that.
All right, we're back, and this is Primarily Paranormal.
The phone was ringing.
Yay! We've got such
that.
A great guest.
You
what
know,
a great guest we have.
You know, yeah,
Valerie.
You know, who was a certified emergency department nurse for over 17 years in critical care. She did a wonderful job talking about the team safety you know, knowing the place where you investigate, you know, and Tina and I, we talk about that all the time, how you need to go safety whenever you're going out into a paranormal investigation. And it looks like there's a television show getting ready to go on here. But, you know, we appreciate having Valerie on tonight. It was
so
wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's so very important that we have medics. Anytime that you and I have ever tried to bring paranormal groups together, we've always did the best we could to get the brightest and best.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, oh, my gosh. We've worked with firefighters, we worked with police. I did for years. Police department.
I know.
I did.
But, you know, but we work with, you know, people with different, you know, walks in life, you know, so.
And to hear somebody that was so really validated what they do and what they want to do in reference to the paranormal, it is so freaking great. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm tired of the bull.
Shit.
I didn't say that.
I did.
You can't.
Well, we did.
Don't.
I just did.
No, I'm tired of it.
Well, that's why we're adults only. But anyway, but you know what we haven't done tonight?
No, what?
We haven't, you know, we played a commercial about it a couple times, but Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Oh, I
Barbara
love
DeDelger,
my Barbara.
You know, Reverend
Oh,
Bates,
my God, I love
you know,
Barbara.
Please, you know, I posted it in the chat room. Please go over to and visit GreaterGoodMinistryRadio.com, GGMRadio.com. Visit there. This way you can get to know all the different hosts, all the different programming that we have. It's inspirational 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, whether it be through a live show or through the archive shows. And while you're over there, make sure you go to the gift shop.
Oh,
take
absolutely.
A look at her beautiful stones that she's dug out
oh,
of
my
the ground,
God.
Out of her own hand. She goes up to Arkansas, and she'll dig out some
and
crystals.
And I want her to take me.
And well, you ain't going to touch them.
But
you know
I'll
that.
Go.
Yeah, I know that. You'll make me get my hands dirty. But you know, she's got wonderful crystals up there. She's got beautiful jewelry. And she's got a terrific
book.
What a
great book.
If you want the authority on that, you know, what is called the Healing Stone?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. She has got a book. It's called...
Isn't it called the Healing Stone?
The Healing Stone.
I believe it is.
No, she's got a book. Just go to Great Good Ministry Radio and check it out. Because she's got a book over there, Healing with Stones. I can't myself touch stones, but that's up to everybody else.
Well,
get out there.
It's kind of like a know-it-all book because it talks about
oh,
you know what
man.
That stone is, what its property is, and what it can do. You know, metaphysically, you know, spiritually, whatever. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, she wrote a great book.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, it's like
she
our,
took
you
a lot
got
of scared out of me.
You got you know it,
you
it,
dang
it
right.
Us, you know,
I love
so
my
certainly
bee.
Go over there. And, you know, your daytime programming kicks off again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 11 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. It's called the Psychic Tina Marie Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 30-minute show. It's fast. It's furious. This is where Tina does mini readings, mini psychic readings. And we do have time, if someone wants to call in right now, that we might be able
Let's
to squeeze
go
one
ahead.
In, 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know, but, you know, we use that show as an example as far as what you can do as, you know, for her ability as a psychic medium and a clairvoyant. And if you want to learn more about Tina, visit her website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. And right now we got some current specials, and we've been talking about raising our rates, so take advantage of what we have right
now.
Oh,
yeah. But anything that I do on this program, money goes back to Great Good Ministry Radio.
Of course, it does go back. So
I love
any
my
bookings
bee.
That we get through
this
show.
I love
show,
this programming.
You know, so please help us support Greater Good Ministry Radio. But, Tina, what else is going on?
golly bum, we've just been busier than bees. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
We got, oh my God, guess what?
What? We got Colleen in the house.
We got Colleen in the house.
Colleen
is an independent
investigator out of Suwannee County.
You betcha.
And any cases there recently, Colleen?
No, we had one individual contact us, but she has since backed out. We're not exactly sure why. We're trying to follow up, make sure that we've done our due diligence.
There you go. And everybody, I got to tell everybody out there, I met Colleen a few years ago, and how many years has it been? We're talking four.
5 years, yeah.
Four and a half years, and what a great independent investigator. Anytime I've ever, she's in the Air Force, and I got to tell everybody out there, you've been so consistent with everything. Then, oh my God, how many investigations have we done?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. I've lost count.
We lost count?
We lost count, but, I mean, some of them got really hairy, and some of them we had such a great time.
Oh, my gosh. This last year, all right, Bob's back. This last year, we did an investigation out of Okaloosa.
No, we did the Gulf Ararium and Okaloosa Island.
You say that three times.
Okay, the proper name is Gulf Adventure Park in Okaloosa Island. That's the proper name. And boy, that was fun.
That was hard on me.
Well, I know.
That was a great one.
It was a good show. But at any rate, we've got about 3 minutes left. But you know what? We've enjoyed this tonight's show, and we thank everyone for listening.
God, what a great guest
we had. We are here every Monday at 7 p.m. Central, so make sure you tune back in for another edition of Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. And to learn more about Greater Good Ministry Radio Network, go to
GGMradio.com.
Yeah, GGMradio.com.
I love my bee.
And to learn more about Tina.
I love my Reverend
and to book
bee.
And to book your own psychic reading, go to www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com.
Love
and if you have any paranormal help that you need anywhere in the nation or the world, contact us at GulfCoastParanormal.com.
Aw. You know what? I just want to say love and light to my Greater Good Ministry radio family. I love you guys. You have made a difference in my life. Just like I know what we try to bring y'all. Hopefully, we can do that for you.
Good night,
everybody.